Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Summer can be a little slow in the world of sports. So to speed things up a little bit, this is the Meth Segment with John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First of all,
to look at all the people at the all-white party from Michael Rubin.
Is it called the all-white party?
Yeah. As far as the athletes, you're dressed all in white. So you're typically linen. So as far as athletes, I saw Embiid, Joel Embiid, Mbappe, Kylian Mbappe, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Robert Kraft from the sports world.
C.J. Stroud.
Did I mention Durant?
James Harden.
C.J. Stroud, Durant. James Harden, Kevin Durant, Odell Beckham, I've seen. I think Micah Parsons I recognize. Some of them I wouldn't.
John Weeks?
I'm not through the video yet. I haven't seen John Weeks. I haven't seen Marcus from Orleans Seafood.
Marcus from Orleans Seafood. Marcus from Orleans Seafood.
I don't know. There's other Ben Affleck's here. You've got
J-Lo.
With J-Lo. Yeah. You've
Jay-Z
got a lot of
and Beyonce.
Lot of pretty girls. I don't recognize as many
the Jenners that were there.
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma's there.
Kyle Kuzma's cool, bro.
I mean, I feel like
he
teeters.
LeBron there.
I feel like Kyle Kuzma teeters on the brink of cool and kind of dork.
Is LeBron not cool?
I don't see LeBron here either. LeBron's a family man. He was not going to be it. He might
be. He was
be
coaching
at an
AAU tournament.
He is?
Oh, his son played in the Peach Basket.
He's the coach?
Yeah, Bryce James played in Peach Basket for the first time. It was filling up my whole timeline. Like, Lance, this is for you. I'm like, do I look like somebody who scrolls through 15-year-old basketball players? What is this? Why is these all for me? And before you know it, like, this 7-footer's going to Duke. And you're like, well, he's pretty good. And I must have spent too much time looking at this 7-footer's highlights because then it's like,
was it Bron-
oh, here's some
was
more.
It Bronny or?
No. It's some white kid who's blocking everyone's shots.
No. Was it Bronny?
No, Bryce. The other one who's
Bryce?
Bigger.
Yeah,
he's bigger. Like, I think he's going to be. My kids tell me he's the better player. Why my kids would know? I don't know. Yeah. But they're like, Bryce is better than Bronny. I said, how do you know? He just is. Everyone knows. Like, okay.
Well, just like LaMelo was better than Lonzo.
Yeah, and LaMelo ended up being better, I think, than Lonzo.
Lonzo's never played.
R.I.P. Lonzo, who will never play again.
All right, the best move of the offseason so far. RJ, your best move.
For the Lakers?
No, best move, period, in the NBA. Here's who... okay, so five different writers were asked these questions. Tim McMahon said the Wizards trading Bradley Beal. Tim Bontemps said the Bucks bringing back Middleton and Brooke Lopez. Jamal Collier said the Golden State Warriors and Chris Paul. Kendra, the Warriors re-signing Draymond Green. Mark Spears says the Rockets landing Van Vliet. Okay. The Suns getting Bradley Beal is the best move, right?
Well,
I mean, look at that threesome now.
It's a good threesome on paper. You got to make sure they can play. Because, I mean, Chris Paul was one of the – whether I know he's injured all the time, but he was really good for winning a bunch of games. That's why I think that is a sneaky good move for Golden State, except for the fact that, you know, because he really doesn't have to carry much of anything other than being a pro for Golden State. That whole team is a bunch of pros. That's tough. It's weird that you almost agree that keeping Middleton and Lopez, keeping the team together, it's an important thing. I don't know that they got better, but they kept
their
team together.
No, but they're still
one
of the best teams in the league now.
Yeah, they keep their team together. That
if they'd have lost Lopez and Middleton.
It was unlikely. I thought they'd keep Middleton. I thought it was unlikely he kept Lopez, and he did.
They did.
So I think that was good. I mean, getting Beal could end up being a game changer. How does Beal know how to win? Does he know how to play on a team where he's not the guy?
So that's. I mean, Kevin Durant had to learn.
Yeah,
because
I mean, but he had played with Russell Westbrook previously.
Yeah,
who's Bradley Beal played with, where he's not the guy?
John Wall.
Yeah, but that was even then. John Wall was. You know, that's been years. That's been 4 years ago that John Wall was playing like legitimately listen, playing.
Even with Beal there, Booker's gonna be the man there still. Yeah, with Kevin Durant, Booker said Kevin Durant's here. That's great. Watch me take all these shots.
That's a lot of shots for those three players. It's going to be interesting to see. Like we just talked about, how you can't necessarily now basketball, you can talent your way. Eventually, talent wins out in basketball. You know, in baseball, we just talked about the Padres who have Machado, Tatis, mm-hmm. Juan Soto. They've got Xander Bogaerts. Like holy crap, and they got a losing record.
Yeah. The most surprising move of the offseason. McMahon says Marcus Smart. And the Boston Celtics giving up Marcus Smart as part of the Porzingis trade. Bontemps says Dylan Brooks getting both 4 years and $80 million from Houston. The Celtics giving up Smart. Respectfully, Jeremy Grant signing a five-year, $160 million contract with Portland. That's a bit surprising. But three of them had the Celtics giving up Marcus Smart.
I think it's Marcus.
That guy was the.
It's Marcus Smart. But to me, I thought Dylan Brooks was going to make like 14. So three of 14, 52, 42 was to me more of what I expected for Dylan Brooks. Is I didn't think he'd get a 4 year deal. You don't see many 4 year deals coming for players who aren't really good. And there's no team option on that one, I don't think, unless that hasn't been announced.
Mm-hmm.
4 years at 20 was a little bit surprising based on his. Some of his shenanigans with Memphis, because you're locked in on him now a little bit.
Which team has done the most to improve its title chances?
Rockets. Like
Milwaukee has to be up there.
Rockets.
No, they don't have a title chance. Oh. Probably the Suns have done the most. Suns have done the most. But the Heat, if they end up with Dame, that would be number one. If the Heat ends up with Dame, that certainly would be number one. And then wherever James Harden ends up, too.
Well, I mean, Philadelphia ended up adding. Are you going to mention that Pat Beverly went to Philadelphia with James and James and PJ Tucker and Daryl Morey and Tad getting the gang back together?
Yeah,
from like 2000. Is Ariza still playing? Can Ariza go?
You want to get?
Yeah, I want the whole team back.
You want that?
Yep, I want Clint Capella.
Wow, what a team. What mm-hmm. a team that would be.
What a team from 2016.
That would be awesome.
Or 18.
Well, there's some other stuff in here that isn't nearly as interesting. But the Rockets, well,
You think the Rockets do anything else? Because the two names that were most mentioned as potentially being moved were, well... So Josh Christopher and KJ Martin, we thought could be moved, and I thought they might get moved for something else as part of a package for a veteran. The only other move I could see would be Jalen Green for like Jaylen Brown as some kind of package, and I don't think that's happening. So I don't see the Rockets being involved in any other moves moving forward. Do you?
No.
In any trades?
No, I think this is it. I think this is what you got. Then they're going to hopefully be a 35-win team, and it's phase two, and we're in phase two now. Okay, so... I think the Rockets are satisfied. I think it would have been nice to get Brook Lopez. You know, they wanted him. They went after him, and he decided that he was going to stay. Listen, he can win more in Milwaukee than he can here. Coming here is a great place to play. Nice, a good city to live in the winter. All of those things. But Brook Lopez has got a better chance to win. There's no question about that. And the Rockets put their eggs in that basket and ended up with, hey, you never know. Jock Landale might be one of the great players in the game. You don't know that.
I just want a team. It's not, my bar's pretty low. They should reach my bar.
Yeah.
My bar is competitive on a more frequent basis, more consistent in the fourth quarter, and just showing that you care about winning more. You know, be a little more upset after you lose, be a little more fired up after you win. Hit a sustainable 2 weeks of basketball. You know, like play a good 2 weeks of basketball.
Well, they've done that before, and
not
then
two
all of
weeks.
A sudden, and it was when they went to they won like they won like five out of six games.
That was 3 years ago. They had like a 7 or 8 game winning streak when Jalen Green was a rookie. When Gary Bird, remember they had Jalen and KPJ were out, and they went on like an 8 game win streak. What the hell's going on, yeah. Jay Sean Tate? Gary Bird, and you got all these guys, you know, making plays, and then it hasn't been even remotely sustainable.
I just miss Gary Bird. That's all. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be more fun to watch this year. It's going to be a lot more fun. Stafford wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you say, Stafford?
Hey, man, how y'all doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I hope everything's been good. I've been good, man. I've been enjoying the summer off. I'm a teacher, so I've been chilling.
Good for you.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you teach?
I teach Texas history.
Okay, what grade?
Seven.
Okay, are kids really as bad now as people say, or no? Is that being blown out of proportion?
I would say they're probably worse than we were, but I think it is a little blown out of proportion. I mean, a lot of it is just if you can really relate to them. It's about, I think we have more people in the field that just aren't commanding the respect, and then we have a lot of shortages going on. So it's a lot of, you know, students are dealing with more substitute teachers. And so when you don't have that same person in the classroom, they can get a little rowdy. But, you know, especially on the middle school level. But I do think it's a little blown out of proportion because you only see the bad stuff. When, you know, you only see teachers getting knocked out on and principals getting knocked out on Facebook and YouTube. But, you know, like, the odds of that happening, it doesn't happen a lot.
Well, not
you know?
Yet in it seventh. Not in seventh grade yet. That gets to high school. That's good high school
have
stuff.
You ever snatched yeah. a knock out a principal. Have you ever snatched a kid's phone up and had him square up on you?
Oh man! So I've snatched the phone up, but they don't square up on me. I got a no phone policy in my room. You know, like you know, so it take one kid to mess it up. And everybody, put your phone in the basket, you know? I set the foundation early.
You know what, you know how I know I'm in Texas? Because there's a teacher that teaches Texas history. You know what doesn't happen in other states?
Other states' history?
No.
And I can tell you all about
Illinois
Texas.
History.
We have our own song, Texas Our Texas. My kids don't know that. They must have stopped teaching Texas Our Texas.
I'm going to tell you, though, Texas history, it kind of, for the most part, especially in the second semester, it goes in line with U.S. history, you know. So it's more of kind of, you know, I honestly wonder what other states teach in seventh grade, you know.
Yeah.
They just focus in on U.S. history.
Yeah, but, U.S. I mean, they don't teach.
A lot of Texas history.
This is one of the only states that teaches its own history.
Everything. We had a big history. We learned so much in Texas history.
Yeah, you don't do that in other states. What do you want to talk about with the Rockets, sir?
I wanted to touch in on that point where Jaylen Brown is eligible for the Supermax contract.
Yep.
But under this new CBA, if he signs that, he's pretty much
you can't trade him
in Boston.
Yeah, you can't trade him for a year, I think.
You know, it sounds like he's done in Boston, and come trade deadline, you know, like in NFL, there's no franchise tag, so you know the trade that if you're trying to get assets for him, they have to move him at the deadline. So I wonder, would the Rockets be interested in that? And then one more point before I go. Last year, I made some bold predictions in the NFL. I had both rookies of the year, offensive and defensive, would be on the Texans. The Texans, that was a massive fail. They actually were both on the Jets. And my second one was I had both L.A. teams missing the playoffs. I came close. The Chargers, they were a couple spots in. I came close. But this year, I got the New York Jets missing the playoffs, and I got I have both L.A. teams missing the playoffs, but the basketball. That's the Clippers and Lakers, and I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all chime in on that.
I said let him cook!
That man was cooking right there. He put the whole state of California out of business. The whole state of California just went out of business in the playoffs.
What about the New York team not making the playoffs?
He's putting the coast out of business.
How about that? Mm-hmm. No Aaron Rodgers. What would the Jets?
Oh, can you imagine by week 10, if the Jets are 4-6, can you imagine
with the
New York media? And then Aaron Rodgers goes on the Pat McAfee show on, you know, on ESPN now. And by the way, I was reading about Pat McAfee, and he was like, really, he and Stephen A. Smith have not taken it great.
Do we have this? Do we have Stephen A's? We'll do this on the other side. Stephen A.
Oh no, Stephen A. is pissed off now.
Pissed off? How about all these people are fired and Stephen A.'s making it about himself?
I know this
That's
is
so weak.
Oh, I thought it was embarrassing. Stephen's a little out of control. Pat McAfee got to a point where he said, "Okay, I'm getting killed on the internet." I think all these layoffs are coming regardless of Pat McAfee, but it looks like a cause and effect.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I think if he wants to sue the internet, call John Daspit.
Well, I can tell you, Kendrick Perkins still has work. I don't know. I mean, Van Gundy should call somebody. I know this much. John Daspit handles personal injury cases. So if you need a personal injury lawyer, my guy John Daspit's going to be there for you. He's fantastic. He has handled some large cases, refinery blasts. He's handled offshore explosions. He has handled cases with trains. He's handled just every type of accident you can imagine. My buddy McCool is so impressed with what John Daspit has been able to do. We were talking about it last night. You will be as well when you are dealing with, you know, the other side, somebody who has hurt you, and then the insurance company comes and says, okay, this is your settlement, here's a check, all you got to do is sign this paper. And what they're trying to do is get rid of you as quickly as possible, because they understand that really they're responsible for more than that, for your physical therapy, for your hospital bills, for missed time of work, for your pain and suffering. There's so much that goes into consideration, and John Daspit will take some time to make sure that they do that right for you. John Daspit with the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com. Or give them a call at 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is it football season yet?
A tug of war. 22 nameless men grappling in the mud. They called it pro football.
Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. Did you see the video of Hunter Biden yesterday or on the 4th of July?
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, Elon Musk tweeted this picture of the video of Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden looks like he's all worked up. I wish Joe Biden loved America like Hunter loves Coke.
Elon Musk said that?
Oh, parody. Elon Musk parody.
I was going to say, you could get sued for that.
Yeah, it's just an Elon Musk parody account. Have you seen this? This is amazing. It's a moose running across a river.
How's it?
I mean, running on top of the water.
This has got to be like a sandbar.
No, there's a boat going with
it. Wait, they go across it.
Yes, he goes across the river, all the way across the river. The moose is walking on water.
What? How is this possible?
It's the greatest moose. I don't know. I have no idea. But that is.
No, I haven't seen that.
Send me amazing videos. I have all of them.
Send me amazing.
Wild fight content. I follow.
John is curated. And because of John now, that's all I get is fight content. In my world, teachers
clown get world, fights and wild content. It's the best.
I got animals. I've got dog stuff, too. I can't, like, the Chinese have me. They figured me out. I'm not going to lie. The algorithm's strong. The algorithm's extremely strong. I'm not going to I can't listen. This is why AI, we can easily be, this is how stupid we are as humans. You don't think AI is going to be able to take over us? Number one, we're making AI smarter. We are actively pursuing more intelligent AI that has an opportunity to make more jobs obsolete. We are actively creating obsolescence. Is that a word?
Nope.
Obsolescence?
Nope.
What would the verb be? We're actively creating our adverb. We're actively creating our own obsolete.
Looking for a noun.
I guess so.
Yeah.
We're creating. Well, we're going to be obsolete.
Okay. There you go.
I can't find the other word. I don't know how it's conjugated, but we are going to be obsolete. And we're actively pursuing that. Not only that, though, Boston Dynamics has helped by making robots that can backflip, little spiders that can climb up walls, obviously robots that can shoot, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. They can open doors. We've got robot dogs. Like, it's not just Black Mirror anymore. It's really happening with Boston Dynamics. So we know that. We've got algorithms that can figure out everything about us. They can tailor their content to us. We're so predictable. They're like, okay, here you go. Average man, fight videos, butts,
yeah,
guns.
Well, more crazy clips. Sports. I'm looking at two parents beating the snot out of their kid because he spent their entire life savings on in-game content. Can you imagine if snacks?
That is such a nightmare.
Did they just build up such a and use your credit card to and destroy your? Yes.
See, sometimes
they are beating the snot out of the kid.
But you say that's what it is. A lot of these things, a lot of these fight video, like who's the one who's because a lot of them.
This guy apparently was listening to what happened. And
okay, you have to because a lot of it's like, well, this isn't real.
No, yeah.
This isn't real. They'll make up some reason about this guy is a pedophile, and then you find out it was somebody who got jumped, who wasn't even just got jumped. They shouldn't have even. They got mugged and they make you believe that, good, they should have actually murdered him and killed him. And all I can think of is, God, internet. We don't have to be this angry all the time.
The internet's angry. There's no question. The internet was angry with me. Now your brother's in a fight about booing players and stuff with one of the guys.
My brother's in a fight with Twitter all the time.
Your brother does.
My brother is my brother is, what does he do when he does the opposite? My brother is, contrarian Twitter.
Contrarian, yeah.
My brother is contrarian Twitter.
Yep.
If you've got his thing right now is anybody who has said anything bad about Ryan Pressly, he's going to continue as long as Pressly gets saved. Oh, and everyone wanted Pressly out. And I thought Jose Abreu, he's going to continue to say stuff about, I thought Jose Abreu was a scourge of the earth. And my brother has always been contrarian Twitter. He's gotten into it with multiple hosts that I've had on the radio show.
Yeah, did you stare?
He's gotten into it with you before.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he's gotten in. And
I grew up my whole life with my brother.
You're doing that.
Arguing. Yeah, that Louisiana high school football is better than Texas high school football. We came, it got physical. And my dad had to split us up by smacking us both in the chest with his palm, like boom, and then grabbed us by the shirts. I'm in my 20s. Mike's in his 20s. He smacks us, he grabs us by the shirt and yanks us together, almost like clash faces together. Larry was not playing. Like, you just don't play offensive line coach / Marine veterans.
Did you see this story about this kid, Rudy Farias? He was apparently missing, and his mom, he was drugged by his mother for 8 years. Yeah, he was hidden, abused, and hidden for 8 years, and now he's out.
Oh, here in Houston.
Yeah, Charles Altuve said that, and he says that Wendy needs to sign Brooke Taylor to a max contract. You don't have max contracts in television, okay?
Don't
do that. Yeah, that's a horrible story.
This is a really
story. He's right. This is going to be Netflix calling. Hello, the Farias family. Would you like to? We would like to do a story here.
Okay? The Farias family. Well, not the mom, since she was in on this.
Yes.
He's 25 years old now.
Yeah.
He was first reported missing in 2015 at the age of 17.
Yeah. So 8 years that the kid was that he's been missing. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Okay, this article. No, I guess his mom didn't do anything. This is a poorly written headline, but yeah, it's what a story. By the way, who's pitching for the Astros today?
We still don't know. And it is going to be Fromber on Saturday, which doesn't make him eligible. I don't know. I guess with Sunday, Monday, he's not going to be eligible to pitch in the All-Star game. I would hope not.
Although I wouldn't mind seeing Fromber for it. We just don't have enough pitching depth right now to be messing with it.
No. I think that's why maybe Dusty moved him down and said, well, you just pitch. We can't pitch you.
Oh, Fromber. Shame. I know you want to pitch and show out your hair, but we can't because he just pitched.
Is he getting more braids before?
No, but he's just – like, Fromber likes to shine. Man, Latin American players in the All-Star game. I mean, Fromber's going to be at the home run derby.
He got the win last year.
Fromber's going to be at the home run derby.
You know that. Yeah. No, absolutely.
The home run derby is like it's almost the World Cup of baseball.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing how many flags are out at the home run derby.
Yes, absolutely. 713-780-3776 is the number.
I want to tell you a story about one of the saddest things I've ever read regarding it's a soccer player who I just don't think he knows how he comes across. In this article, he's about leaving one of the best teams in the world.
All right. We'll do it on the other side. Right now, we've got patios to talk about.
Well, you can, you know, I don't know what your situation is in your backyard. I don't know if you have an outdoor patio. I don't know if you have an outdoor kitchen. I don't know if you have a swimming pool. But if you don't have any of these things, but it's something that you actually want, it's something you've talked about, something that you've had conversations with your wife or your husband about, this would be the time to consider Texas Custom Patios, because what they do is they add a level of enjoyment to your life. A lot of people will wait and they save money. They get older. And then by the time they think they want to, okay, now I'm going to spend my money to enjoy this. I don't want to say it's too late, but you know, you've really lost out on living your life to its fullest. And I want you to consider doing that right now. They can finance your dreams. Having a pool in the summer in Houston, how great would that be? How great would it be to have an outdoor patio with a kitchen in it to where you can make memories outside in your outdoor oasis? That's what they're doing, and their work is impeccable. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and look at the before and after. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude,
I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Or like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
You can feel it in the streets on a day like this. Thank you. Feel like summer. I feel like summer.
The preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead. News of the weird coming your way in about 10 to 12 minutes. But first, you've got a little story. Is that the guy you're talking about?
No, it's Dominic Calvert-Lewin from Everton. He's in the sleeping bag where he's always getting paid to not play.
I love that. I want the sleeping bag. Why won't they give me that here?
I know. I mean, he is part of the new generation that literally, hamstring. He hamstringed his way through the whole year and got a ton of money. the headline caught my attention. If you just read the headline as an American, it would say, Jesus. And it's colon, I chose to leave Man City after Guardiola, that's right, made me cry. Okay, it's not actually Jesus. Gabriel Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
But if you just read the headline, like, what did Jesus do?
No.
Okay, so Gabriel Jesus said he decided to leave Manchester City when coach Pep Guardiola made him cry after leaving him out of the starting lineup in the Champions League game. The Brazil international worked under Guardiola for 5 years at Etihad Stadium before joining Arsenal last summer, a move he said made him feel, quote, free. Speaking to the Danielson Show podcast, Jesus said the turning point in his career, this is so embarrassing to me, the turning point in his career came during their home game against Paris Saint-Germain in November 21 when he was named on the bench. Quote, there was a Champions League game, PSG at home, in which he put Zinchenko as a false nine. Crazy thing. The day before, he didn't even use Zinchenko in training. He had put me in as a striker. Zinchenko even joked with me, that day I feel bad for you. 2 hours before the game, there's a team talk. The team eats, rests for 30 minutes, and goes to the game. He told us as a team, I didn't even eat. I went straight to the room crying. I called my mother to talk. I want to leave. I'm going home. Because he put Zinchenko on, and he didn't put me on. He put a left back there. I went crazy. I didn't warm up. I felt bad. I mean, Pep is known as one of the great managers ever. You know, they just won the treble, which is all three things you can win. And this is just the funniest. This is the funniest story to me that I cried and I called my mom and I went to the room crying because he put Zinchenko on and he didn't put me
Sounds
on.
Sounds a lot like you could insert Gio Reyna.
Yeah. Youth soccer.
Yeah.
Got a little some of that.
Okay. So apparently this is a soccer thing.
I didn't want to stay anymore. It was too hard. It's not easy. Like, oh boy.
Yeah. It sounds like you could insert a few soccer names in there. So you think that they're maybe a little entitled and soft? You think maybe that's the case?
It's possible.
With some soccer players?
It's okay. Possible.
All right. So Jesus left Guardiola. Okay. All right, that happened right here. Your Astros are happening, and we still don't know who's pitching today. That's how, man, Christian Javier being where he is right now, it is awfully nice that they would give him a break here because of his last three starts. So they can't bring back – they can bring Blanco back, but they would have to – they would have to put another pitcher on the IL, so they can't bring him
back. It's amazing that you're having to work around Christian Javier.
Yeah, there's only so many pitchers you can have, and you can't DFA a guy, or you can't send him to the minors.
We're not DFAing Christian Javier.
No. You can't send Blanco down to the minors and Dubin down to the minors and then bring him back right away. You got to wait. So, but you can if you have a pitcher that goes on the IL. Which they are not going to do, apparently. They're not putting a pitcher on the IL. Although you have the All-Star break, and that would count towards his IL. I think you're probably going to bring up, it looks like Blake Taylor might be the option. Whatever the option is, this is a bullpen game. And the bullpen has got to be spent. Holy crap, has the bullpen worked and worked? Nobody could use a time off like the bullpen. And I'm glad Presley's not an All-Star. I'm glad... Abreu, none of the bullpen is.
It's really tough.
Montero just narrowly missed out. On
narrowly,
the
yeah. Yep. Yeah, almost. It would have activated another clause that Bagwell put in there, would have given him $20 million. But,
that's not true.
Maybe.
There's no clause in there. He gets $20 million for making an all-star team.
Well, I don't know what the contract looks like. It could. There could be that clause in there. The rest of it didn't make a lot of sense. Maybe $5 million. Maybe I'm going too
maybe
high.
Maybe a little high.
You look at the bullpen, like, what are you going to do when you have, as I mentioned earlier, Steve Sparks on the broadcast yesterday said 38% of the pitches thrown by the Astros this year have been by rookies. Well, if that's the case, you're not going to get
and
as many.
You're two games out of first.
You're two games out of first, but your bullpen is starting to get really worn down because Javier is not going those innings for you anymore all of a sudden. And Hunter Brown is a little more up and down. J.P. France going six innings for you, being able to – well, he – yeah, he went the full six. He got out of that sixth inning. He was right at 100 pitches, though. But J.P. France going six innings, that's a big deal. Man, it's a big deal right now just to get six.
Hector Neris has been your best guy, Neris. Last two games, he's given up homers. He had not given up a homer.
Yeah, some fans were booing Neris when he gave up a home run.
Listen, he had a .9 ERA in June. .9. No home runs. He had given up 6 runs in 10 in no, he had given up one earned run in 10 innings pitch, a .9. He had given up 6 hits the whole month, and he had 10 innings. So booing Hector Neris, really? We're booing Hector Neris. He had a zero ERA in May. He had a 2.45 in April. So for Hector Neris to have, you know, give up a couple of home runs, please stop. This has been your best bullpen pitcher. Now it's back-to-back games against Texas. He gave the one up to Adolis Garcia, and he gave up the one yesterday. But so let's stop. Hector Neris has been awesome. So that's the one guy that you don't boo. We don't boo anyway. Whoever suggested that we boo?
Not our own players. You tried to get them to boo Daniel Bard.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
That's
and
right.
Then,
he's not on our team.
And then
screw
Twitter.
Him. Yeah,
taught you a lesson.
I had mental health issues too. I told you.
Yeah, about cart path only. I don't believe
two
that
weeks
to be.
Ago it was cart path only. And I had, well, we did change courses. Instead of going to that one, we went to another one that didn't have cart path only. But I was right there on the brink of cart path
I
only.
I love how you lean into your cart path privilege.
It's not cart path privilege. If your course is cart path only, we're moving. We're moving the game. We're not doing cart path only. Do you want me to have mental health problems? No.
Who's the MVP of the first half of the Astros? Is it stupid to say it's Dubon? I mean, it's probably Fromber, I guess. It has to be Fromber, but... is it crazy to throw in, like, Kyle Tucker, you can't say Yordan's been out for a chunk of time. Obviously,
yeah,
Altuve's out.
It
ain't Bregman. You can't say Diaz. I mean, it might be Dubon. In the conversation, it'd be Tucker, Dubon, and Fromber, right? Those would be your big three?
I guess. I mean, I'm still RBIs. Yordan is still second on the team, or he's tied for first in RBIs on the team.
Yeah, but I don't think it can be him when he's missed so much time.
But he's tied. How good? He still has 17 homers leading the team, 55
his
RBIs
OPS
leading
size.
The team. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is it's just ridiculous. How?
Yeah, you know, you may be right. Maybe it is still, even though Javier. I mean, even though, I mean, if he, you're talking about. You're talking about a guy who is probably at the 20 home run mark. Well, he's over the 21. He's about 22, 23 home runs right now if he hadn't been injured.
Yeah.
More than likely.
He's going to be he's going to be one of the leaders, well, Ohtani, but he's going to be one of the leaders for AL MVP if he's healthy. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. He was when he went down.
Yeah, but I just think Dusty's going to continue to give him days off, days off, days off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe DH'ing. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Dubon. Surprising, biggest step, Dubon, no question.
Yeah.
But I still.
And there was no sign of this last year that he would be a better version of. It's hard to say a better version of Marwin because Marwin was cheating and hitting great. But honestly, Dubon is much more valuable than Aledmys Diaz. He's better defensively. And offensively, he's been terrific this year.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks like a really pro hitter. He's got a little pop in his bat. Jolks with a couple more hits yesterday. Diaz with a couple hits. It was, you know, some of these guys have really stepped up. Look, Jolks' numbers don't necessarily, if you want to look at the OPS numbers, it doesn't necessarily speak to the value he's had. He's hitting 279 right now. He's gotten a slugging over 400. It's actually up over 700 right now. He's 725. I mean, 725, that's...
731 that's, I got.
What is he?
731.
He's 731?
Yep.
Alex Bregman right now is 738.
Yeah, 737. And Dubon's 734. I think Dubon, we're giving him a bunch of credit because he's come up so big and he is overachieved. But it's still Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker with an 845 OPS, 479 slugging. Kyle Tucker has picked up since...
very good defensive player.
It's very, yeah. And, you know, early on his defense wasn't great, but he has certainly picked it up. And, you know, since Yordan, and this past road trip was the most crucial road trip of the season, Kyle Tucker was unbelievable. And he's made the All-Star team. Kyle Tucker is still probably... despite Yordan, you know, and his numbers that he put up, Kyle Tucker has been the MVP,
I think,
for the first half.
I didn't realize Dubon hasn't played any center field after being Mr. Center Field last year. He hasn't even played center field this year.
Yeah. Well, because how are you going to keep Jake Meyers out of the line?
I know, you can't.
There's no way to keep
all Jake left Meyers. Field, shortstop, second base, first base, those are his positions he's played this year.
All right, break in when we come back.
Maybe time to see if he can play some third.
News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
All right, welcome back here. Apparently, Lyle Shelton is running for office. He's got a family first party. That's the family first party.
Mm-hmm.
He's accusing Sydney's. Apparently, Sydney has gay penguins.
Sydney, Australia?
Yeah. He says they're faking it. Do you think that these penguins are faking being gay or no?
I just, you know. No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know if penguins. I'm not reading into penguins' sexuality. I don't have any insight into this. I just don't know that penguins are trying to fool people into.
For what?
They just might be gay.
For what?
I don't, right. For who? For what? Okay.
Knock it off.
Apparently,
I know this is a big act.
Apparently, Jerry Martin opened a store in Vancouver because he wanted to give people access to clean drugs. He opened a store selling heroin and cocaine. Is this in any way, shape, or form surprising?
I gotta be honest with you. The people who say legalize all drugs and everything will be fine, that seemed so counterintuitive to me. And then I see Vancouver. They've got this awful place they call Zombieland or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I see things happening the way I thought it would happen. Yeah, right. I kind of thought this was predictable.
That's the way it probably was going to go, probably. A woman was arrested. She had a job interview at the sheriff's office.
Uh-huh.
She showed up drunk. And then when she got in her car to leave, they arrested her for drunk driving.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So... I don't think you... Do you think you should show up drunk for your job interview at the sheriff's office?
No.
Not sure.
No.
Apparently, a nurse is in some trouble. She was having sex in a car with a dialysis patient.
What?
She was having sex in the car with a dialysis patient, and when he collapsed and had some kind of a seizure, she didn't call authorities. She called a coworker, and he died.
Oh,
and
no.
So she is in a little bit of trouble for not trying. She's a nurse. Don't you think she should try to help? I'm pretty sure that's her job, isn't it?
Well, what about this? Maybe those penguins John talked about are, quote, just a couple of young guys goofing around. I'm not going to read that. That's terrible.
You just did read that.
Well, in a way I did, yeah.
What is the weirdest thing that you think you could find in your throat?
Penguin?
How about an octopus? A doctor is flabbergasted after finding an octopus in the patient's throat. It happened in Singapore. Why do always things happen in Singapore?
But you know what? You could be in the water at all.
Gosh, how would you like to have an octopus in your...
It's like a small
octopus. It's a small octopus, but it was lodged in his throat.
Why? How do you think that happened? Maybe suctions of an octopus?
Maybe he was swimming and he opened his mouth. McDonald's is launching a new $200 wedding package. You know...
I've seen this before.
My daughter's wedding...
I think it's genius.
I do, too. You know what? My daughter's wedding, what we did after at about midnight or so...
I was there.
Yeah, we had hamburgers and shakes. You remember? Yeah,
I don't remember the shakes.
Yeah, we had hamburgers.
I just remember that's when my wife ruined my Uber rating.
Why? She threw up in
the... Well, because I had to scream at the driver to pull over.
Because
we were leaving the casino. I had to say, pull over! And she didn't get anything in the car. I actually should have gotten a 5-star for getting him, for recognizing
you
that.
You saved the day.
She opened the door, threw up, but apparently, you know, I looked at my rating after, I'm like, 4.71? What the...
What
happened to my rating? And I realized you ruined it, Nicole.
Yeah. An OnlyFans billboard
Oh, yeah. The wedding, the second meal is something you have
awesome.
To have.
Yeah,
you
we have had hamburgers, meal. Shakes, fries. It was awesome. And McDonald's would be great if everybody got Why McDonald's not? Burgers or Big Macs or whatever at the end of a wedding.
What about
and shakes?
What about smoked Greek
McFlurries?
Wings? What about smoked Greek wings?
That would be awesome,
or French
too,
fries. What about one of your advertisers?
Yeah, but Yanni's too lazy.
Oh.
Apparently, this woman is under fire. She has a billboard, Eliza Rose Watson, a billboard for her OnlyFans site. Do you think we should have billboards for OnlyFans site with women in bikinis or lingerie?
Why not?
I know, right? I don't have a
I
problem.
Mean, it's advertised. If they chose to advertise,
I don't have a
she's
problem
She's not
with
nude.
This. She's in, it's in England. So we're not going to see that, unfortunately, that billboard, which is a pretty good billboard, if you want to know the truth. And finally, we're done. That's it. We don't have any more time. Otherwise, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg offered Rome's Colosseum as the cage fight venue. Would you like to see it in the Colosseum?
I'll probably watch. I don't want to pay though.
You're going to pay for it.
I don't. No, I'm not paying. How much? Give me a number.
$50.
Nope.
You're not paying $50.
It would have to be. First of all, you have 20. To put a card together at $19.99. If you put a card together of three fights, I would do it.
Yeah.
At $19.99.
No, it'll be just them. Those two.
No.
They're not doing it for $20.
I'm not doing
it. It's going to be $50 a pop.
I'm not doing it.
It's going to be at least $50.
Do they get weapons?
No.
If they get those weapons,
oh my gosh.
Like the one where you can swing the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights in fish.
There we go.